In this episode, we further investigate how Takfiriism is spreading their tentacles in the region. We start with the Afghan War of the 1980s, which resulted in the US and NATO governments training and equipping of thousands of Mujahideen in Afghanistan to fight against the forces of the Soviet Union and their allies. Such as well-known CIA agent Osama bin Laden. Critics argue these Mujahideen were later encouraged by Western powers to start fighting against other regional states and their civilian factions. This was done in order to prevent the growth of nationalistic Islamic movements, which Western nations perceived as a threat to their regional interests. To this day, we see that groups such as the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Al-Nusra, Daesh, and the like are attacking and killing not only non-Muslims, but their fellow Muslims as well, branding them as apostates. Since the end of the Cold War, such groups have managed to spread their tentacles all over Asia, Northern Africa, and Europe. It is a well-known fact that the military wings of these groups, for the most part, were supplied with funding and military equipment by the US and their NATO allies.
To be fair, we had helped to create the problem we're now fighting.
How?
Because when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, we had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets.
When it comes to their ideological and socio-political background, there is a common denominator between most of the well-known figures of these networks. Abu Hamza al-Muhajir, senior assistant to Al-Qaeda, Abu Mus'ab al-Zarqawi. Muhammad Yusuf, born 1970, founder and spiritual leader of Boko Haram, killed by military forces. Abdul Jabbar van de Ven, Netherlands, one of the most famous Wahhabi sheikhs and preachers of Salafism in the social media. Abu Anas al-Shami, killed 2004, one of the most important leaders of Jama'at al-Tawheed wal-Jihad, led by Abu Mus'ab al-Zarqawi. Turki al bin Ali, Bahrain, Sharia official of Al Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
2004 became the Grand Mufti of Daesh.
Abu Muhammad al Maqdisi,
1959, Palestine.
Spiritual mentor of Abu Mus'ab al Zarqawi,
issued a fatwa legitimizing the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Abdul Rahman Makki,
Pakistan.
The number two man of Lashkar-e-Tayyiba terrorist group in
India and Pakistan.
Ahmed Omar Abu Ali,
United States of America,
sentenced to life imprisonment, planned to assassinate the U.S. president. Hamid al-Ali, placed on the U.S. Treasury terror list
for his support of Al-Qaeda-linked militia in Syria.
Sabir Mahfouz al-Ahmad, Al-Qaeda operative in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Abdul Rauf Abu Zaid Muhammad Hamza,
labeled as a world notorious terrorist by the U.S. State Department.
Muhammad Sifti,
established the group Invitation to Paradise,
has close relations with many Al-Qaeda forces in Europe and has collected financial assistance. Will you believe that these individuals are some of the most distinguished apprentices and students of Al-Madinah University in Saudi Arabia? Pierre Conessa, the French researcher and former senior defense official, who published a book in 2016 on the relationship between Saudi Arabia and terrorism, says the Medina University, which promotes Wahhabism and Salafism, has trained 25,000 people so far, adding that the Saudi government spends between $7 to $8 billion annually for promoting its religious diplomacy. Non-Saudi international students account for 70% of the students of this religious institute, creating an appropriate atmosphere for recruiting and feeding Wahhabi networks across the world. The Islamic University of Medina, since its inception in 1961, by the royal decree of King Malik Al Saud, has been under the direct support of the Saudi ruling establishment. Like its counterparts, the Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Saud Islamic University in Riyadh and the Al-Qura University, the Islamic University of Medina is another important center for creating and spreading the Wahhabi Takfiri ideology all across the world. Based upon this notorious list of just a few well-known students of Medina University, we want to ask you a serious question. What is it that is being taught at Medina University? What is at the root of these teachings which makes people severely and aggressively disagree with anyone that doesn't share their ideology and worldview? Whatever this poison may be, since the university is entirely supported and funded by the Saudi regime, it is the regime itself that is liable for nurturing such a hateful ideology in individuals that makes them inclined towards extremism. So far, we have now seen how the Takfiri epidemic has caused severe division and chaos among the Muslims.